to Brad Davis program here. Paul Pacelli with you. Good morning. Joining us right now is State Senator Eric Berthel, a Republican. Eric, good morning. You know, you gave us a heads up on a story here, not in Connecticut, but something in California, and I'm worried this could happen here. A tax on text messages? This sounds like a joke. Is that even possible?
Crazy.
Is that even possible here?
Well, you know, anything's possible, Paul. And yeah. Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Good to be on with you. Mm-hmm. You know, when I saw the story, I almost fell out of my chair, and I said, you know, oh my goodness, you know, here we are. We're approaching a brand new legislative session. Mm-hmm. In just a few weeks, we'll gavel in on the morning of January 9th. We will we'll swear in our new governor. We'll swear in. You know, the whole General Assembly, and I said, holy smoke, I wonder if we could end up with something like this in Connecticut. So, you know, California is arguably even better than we are in Connecticut at finding new ways to tax tax its citizens and its businesses. And this is just, I really don't know what to think of this. First of all, beyond being ridiculous, we already pay. I pulled up my cell phone bill.
Yeah.
For my own personal cell phone. Uh-huh. I pay for it. You know, yeah. I have a couple of lines on it. My wife's phone is on. You know, whatever. But
yeah.
And I looked at the taxes we already pay on mm-hmm. that bill. And honestly, I don't know what some of them are for.
Oh yeah, I got a new phone a couple of weeks ago, and I went to just review my bill, and I didn't realize this fee, that federal tax. That I mean, it was literally another $8 or $9 on my cell phone bill every month with just taxes and fees.
Well, Paul, you make a good point. When I did the math, and again, and you know, I freely admit I'm not a mathematician. Okay, I rely on people a lot smarter than me, particularly in my work in the legislature to look at numbers and whatnot. But I can do simple math, and when I looked at it, the fees that were added to my cell phone bill actually amounted to 19% of the bill. So that's a 19% tax that's already on the cell phone bill. Now, the good news out of California yesterday was that the FCC, which regulates cell phones and telecommunications, has said that the state of California cannot do this.
It's good. So that means that means it can't happen here.
Well, yeah, but
you know why I feel bad?
Why is that?
You know why I feel bad? Well, you saw it. My God, you'd be able to. You'll be able to text your sweetheart
and get taxed on it.
And get taxed on it, huh?
You know,
it would mean something.
Brad,
it would mean something
you're
to
so
you.
Right. And I can tell you that I rely on everyone. Does anyone who's got a cell phone? You rely, and it's kind of sad because there's nothing more powerful and you know more important than a live conversation with someone, hearing their voice. You mm-hmm. know, text messages are very impersonal, but they're a quick way to get a message out, and I know that I can be in a meeting, I can be walking somewhere, talking to someone, I can receive a text message that otherwise would have been a phone call, right? So it is certainly a matter of convenience, but my God, we're gonna, you know, California, let it go already. You know, how much more can they squeeze out of every person who is who's already paying taxes? And you know, where does the ridiculousness end in terms of things we can tax?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something else too. I'll tell you the car companies will be doing some business because these guys and women too that get on that telephone, they'll probably run into another car, and they'll have to fix the car, and so you know it will congregate a lot of money for them, huh?
Yeah, well, and Brad, you know, you raise a good point, and I think what we should be in Connecticut, part of what we should be focusing on in the legislature, is strengthening our laws regarding texting and driving. This is an incredibly dangerous thing that occurs every day. I drive on our interstates every day. I see it. I guess maybe I've done it in the past myself. You know, we're all guilty of it. But it is remarkably dangerous to text and drive, and mm-hmm. we really need to get people out of the habit of doing that.
But Eric, if final question here before we wrap up. Once everything is gaveled in January in the General Assembly, do you have any indication of what the Democratic majority will bring up as their first item for business come January? What's at the top of the ledger?
Well, you know what, Paul? I don't have a crystal ball, but if I listen to what Governor-elect Lamont has said, I think that some of the first things that we're going to see are an increase in the minimum wage. I think we're going to see a very robust discussion on tolls on our highways, and I think we're also going to see a discussion about increasing the Paid Medical Leave Act. The governor-elect has made it very clear that those are three of his top priorities. And, you know, and I'll tell you what, I've been of the opinion most of my life, the way my mom and dad raised me, was to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to give our governor-elect the benefit of the doubt. I'll listen to what he has to say, and then, you know, play ball, I guess.
However, you forgot one of the big headlines in the Current this morning, that Nancy Wyman is being eyed for the top party role for the Democrats.
What do you make of that?
I think it's tremendous.
Nancy and I are friends. We worked together in the Senate during my short time there, but you know, prior to her leaving. But I think that from a strategic standpoint, that actually makes a lot of sense for all the reasons you guys just spoke to before I came on. I think it makes sense. Nancy is a very very strong and powerful voice for the party in Connecticut, and I think she'll bring some stability to the thinking, because there's a lot of instability right now when you look at what's about to happen with some of the change amongst the Democrats in the legislature with the progressive movement. And I think that someone like Nancy will be able to kind of herd the sheep, so to speak.
Yeah, well, essentially, Senator, you can't say it, but I will. She'll keep the nutcases in line, and that's what she's doing. And that's what you'll have. Eric Berthel, thank you so much.
Hit the baseball right out of the ballpark, right?
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Well, I like that, what you said.
Brad, that's going to be her role,
I want to quote you.
Tell her when you talk to her.
I will. I talk to her a lot.
I wish her good luck, even though I'm a Republican. I wish her good luck. Keep the lefty nutcases in line.